To Beta Day Editor. I am beginning to see the light. I may have been mistaken in my previous letter. Things are seldom what they seem. Skim milk often masquerades as cream, is an old line from Gilbert and Sullivan that we ought to remember. This became clear to me when an inside source told me that the dog food issue was not so. The dog food was purchased for a homeless person whose dog was starving. This situation falls under the North Bay Homeless Shelter and Recovery Fund in Council's budget allocation. The bookkeeping, moving the expense to its proper place, had not been done when the mayor's use of the city credit card issue came to light. And the misunderstanding of how the mileage allowance and the charging of automobile expenses for gasoline, car washes, parking, and repairs was only a timing issue. The accounting department at City Hall misunderstood the payday loan accounting for the mayor. While the mileage allowance for other employees and councillors is meant to reimburse the public servants for the cost of using their personal vehicles, the mayor opted to go for the direct billing option that the credit card afforded him. He simply forgot to tell the SAO and CFO that was his plan. For a couple of years. The scones? This ought to have been accounted for under the council meal allowance, so again a little misunderstanding with the accounting people downstairs. The mayor thought they, a group of professional accountants, would just put this in the account budgeted for council lunches. This is covered under the daily meal allowance of $20 per lunch, times the 11 members who eat lunch twice a month before council meetings. It is in the budget. How could they miss that? And who knew that the other members of the monthly meeting club were buying the scones and cinnamon twists out of their own pockets? Personal gifts to those working with the mayor's office? I mean, it was Christmas, wasn't it? In the old days, when contractors and suppliers could drop off a gift at City Hall at Christmas time, the mayor and SAO could share the treats with staff, and this was very nice. Nowadays, with the graft gone, the mayor just had to show his appreciation, the public's appreciation, for the excellent work his people were doing. Couldn't the booze be journalized to something like the centenary celebration? Blooming Flowers Project 2025? The items regarding the battalion games are a misrepresentation. This goes back to the old contract with the battalion hockey team. Although his worship was not wholly responsible at the time, reparations are still in order. The city, at that time, guaranteed attendance revenues to the team, and this could have been a financial disaster for us. Even though the team willingly revised the contract in the city's favor, the mayor must have felt that further mitigation was warranted by attending games to keep the attendance revenues up. These charges ought to have been assigned to the solicitor's department because they signed that original big, wonderful, beautiful deal. As to the chicken wings on game nights, this also relates to the city signing off on the Memorial Gardens concession operations for all events. This was going to be a deal breaker because the plan was to draw concerts to the gardens, increasing the team's concession revenues. We now know how that failed, and the mayor eats the wings to help soften that contract obligation. Again, this ought to have been charged to the solicitor's department under the liability account. My research assistant confirms that the mayor receives the same number of wings in his meal as other patrons. The purchase of cigarettes should have been recorded as an offset to the casino revenues account. Generally accepted health practices accepts that smoking is gambling with your health, much as throwing money into the machines at the casino. This was just an accounting slip-up. Black sheep dwell in every fold, but playing golf in another municipality was a grievous mistake. In deference to the decision to golf out of town, the decision to not buy a membership at the local country club did save the city taxpayers some money. There can be no doubt that much business and wagering is done on the golf course, and perhaps as much in calendar as North Bay, but we should be able to write at least a portion of this off to the Economic Development Department as they are under budget ever since Invest North Bay folded. And so you see, Ms. Editor, I assume it is you who reads the articles to us on the webpage. Things are seldom what they seem. It was all just a matter of bookkeeping. And really, how many of us sincerely care what council and the mayor do with our money? How many of us voted in the last election? In view of this, I think that 7 of our councillors will agree that we no longer need the integrity commissioner, nor the involvement of the police or an outside auditor. All we need to do is tell John to order Margaret to make the adjustments to the books, a reallocation, if you will, and this all goes away.
Wait.
What do you mean Margaret has left town?
No, not to Sudbury.
Bill Walton.